Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. Be joyful and joyous. We actually took today off as a business, which is just fantastic. But I had to come in here and do a quick teaching. So, yeah, we will see what happens. This morning I was reading in chapter 7 of Ecclesiastes. And, you know, Ecclesiastes is wonderful. That and Proverbs and even Psalms. Because you can take little snippets of information, little nuggets of gold, read them, and you can apply them very quickly in your life. They're easy. If you go to chapter 7, it says, a good and precious name is better than precious ointment in the day of death than the day of one's birth. This is always a great teaching because the name you're called by is more important than precious ointment. You're called and summoned as a son of God, a son and daughter of God. Therefore, know who you are. You got to put these things in the balance. If you don't have that precious ointment, if you don't have those precious things, it's more important that you are a son of God. It's a blessing. And you've been called to that position. Verse 3. Sorrow is better than laughter. For by sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. That sorrow, it's grief. It's sorrow of grief. There's a godly grief that worketh a change in your moral position. There's a godly grief that works you and grieves on your soul to change who you are morally. And that's a better state to be in than a state of laughter. So again, if you're going through a hard time, recognize that God's working on you. God's working with you. He sets the days side by side in order that we find nothing past Him. There's going to be good days. There's going to be bad days. But ultimately, it's about finding God. Verse 5, it is better to hear the sharp criticism of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. If you're criticized by those who have, like, especially biblical criticism, and you got to be able to handle those criticisms. Men, this is one of those teachings for us. You got to be able to handle the criticism, the reproofs of the word. And you got to change your mind. You got to change your life to them. Verse 8, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud of spirit. Spirit's your state of mind. The patient state of mind is better than a proud state of mind. Therefore, learn patience. Learn to deal with those tribulations. Tribulation worketh patience. Patience, experience, and experience, hope. And hope is the expectation of future good will never cause you shame. But you got to go through the tribulation. You got to learn to endure. You got to have experience enduring. And then you're going to get to that state of hope, that expectation, again, of future good. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. Don't be an angry person. If you are an angry person, reprove yourself. Reprove yourself. Start figuring out why you're angry and change yourself. Change who you are because God tells you to do so. Verse 10, say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. Man, I've heard that before. Looking back on the days, the good old days, when it was so much better, it's not considered wise. It's not something you want to do. Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. Better is the sight of the eyes for what's seen therefore than the wandering of the desire from what's pursued thereby. Stay now, stay today. Verse 14, in the day of prosperity, be joyful. But in the day of adversity, consider also that God hath set the one over and against the other, side by side, to the end that man should find nothing past him. I talked about this verse earlier. In the day of prosperity, be joyful. But in the day of adversity, consider that God sets those days side by side. You're going to have days of adversity. whatever it is in your life. God's always working on you, and I don't know why. I prefer to chill out. I mean that in a loving way, but you know, there's going to be days of adversity, and he's telling you this. So you got to learn to rely on God, rely on the source, not on the five senses. This world is spiritual. We fight spiritually. You can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth you. All things. Don't live in fear. Be anxious for not one thing, but in all things, by prayers to God and supplication, which are prayers of personal need, let your specific requests be declared unto God. Declare them unto God. Don't just pray about it. Declare them. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for everything that's going on. I thank you for the day off and how much of a blessing it is. I pray for everything that's going on this week, that it gets done, and that there are no problems or anything like that. I thank you for our country, that you protect our country and the people therein. And I just thank you for the moments of my life, again, for just building up the business, building us up and working on me. I thank you for the person that you've worked, that you've made me, Father. And again, I just thank you for the moments. I thank you for your son and what he did for us. And I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.